It's been close to 3 months since North Carolina rolled out its vaccination program, now being extended to the third of five groups. So how do those who have already received the shot feel about it? Danielle Smallwood is a third grade teacher at Murrayville Elementary. She got her first dose as part of New Hanover County's efforts to vaccinate teachers last week.
I know that there are a lot of people who are in the 65 and older category and they still have not gotten their vaccine. And I feel awful, but at the same time, I just feel very fortunate to have gotten it because with working so closely with kids all day long, I just feel much better about being here with them.
Danielle will be fully vaccinated by the end of March, but she's returning to the classroom full-time on Monday. Stephen Brennan, like Danielle, is a frontline essential worker. He's a firefighter for the city of Wilmington, and he's already gotten his shots due to the county's effort to have them serve as vaccinators. But he understands how some of his coworkers and the public are hesitant about getting the vaccine.
I found the best thing I can do is just talk to them about it and share my experience about it and how much I feel a little bit more at ease knowing that I am vaccinated.
And while Danielle and Stephen had a relatively easy time signing up for the vaccine, some struggled to get a spot. Goldie Walton is a substitute teacher for New Hanover County Schools. She received the vaccine as a member of Group 2, those who are 65 and older. She first called in early January to get an appointment and couldn't get through. And the second time, she immediately got a recording saying all the vaccines had been taken.
And so it kind of annoyed me because I had just started calling within like 30 seconds. And so it said, stay on the line if you have a question. So I was angry. So I stayed on the line to tell them, like, what's the problem? Why, how come the shots are already gone? And when someone answered, he said, oh, that was a mistake. We do have appointments available. So I was glad I stayed on the line. And so when I got through, I was able to make appointments for myself and my husband and my three sisters and my neighbor who has cancer.
Donna Faco is the director of New Hanover County's Health and Human Services. She says the appointment system has progressed from the time Goldie first called.
We provide two avenues for people. They can either make a phone call if they're not tech savvy and can't go online, but we also have our online registration system. That has improved tremendously. So when we have appointments available, they fill up very quickly, and I think that's a very efficient process.
But she says there's one area of outreach where there's still some work to do.
I really want to try to reach our Latinx community because they are so fearful. They're so fearful if law enforcement's involved or Homeland Security or anything. We don't ask for Social Security numbers. We're not asking for identification. We just want to make sure people are getting vaccinated if they want a vaccine.
Another challenge she's dealing with is the idea that people can get COVID-19 from the vaccine or that it will make them seriously ill. She says all credible organizations say the virus isn't in the vaccine.
But again, the research, the CDC, the FDA, they all have spelled that out very clearly. They may have some adverse reactions, but the side effects that people are getting are very minimal, which I'm very pleased with.
Danielle, Goldie, and Stephen had little to no side effects from the vaccine, and while they're all feeling more protected out in the world, they're still planning on wearing their masks and social distancing. Rachel Keith, WHQR News.